on Step Downs, Full ET, and Why Can DK Talk? Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of September 14, 2025. I am fully aware that many of you who have been watching my videos for some time, or from the start, already know what I will say here today. Still, I do see this subject as important enough to write a reminder video about it, especially now, right after DK has stepped in to talk. This is mostly for the new people who are following my channel and for those who haven't connected the dots or realized one or another fact. The most important concept, idea, and fact I constantly push through my YouTube channels is that we are more people just like you, and the very same species, same as around 400,000 other Lyrian human star cultures which are found in this galactic quadrant only, there must be many more out there. And I mean, exactly the same species, as I am not even counting the other humanoid species who, to one or another degree, also look human, but genetically may not be. I am not the only one who is saying this, as the media in general is full of alleged humanoid ET, but as far as I know, I am the only one stating this I just said above, directly and in everyone's face. I know respectable researchers in extraterrestrial subjects discredit me and my group immediately, and this is because they are blinded by their own preconceived ideas and those of their peers. They research the subject in their own valid way, but when it comes to us, we are simply way too close for them to see us, and in every way. This brings me to remind you all of yet another important point I push in my YouTube channels, and it is that there is no clear boundary between extraterrestrials and Earth humans. Contrary to how just about everyone else sees this subject, we do not understand extraterrestrials as a black or white subject, where you are either a human from Earth or you are an alien. From our point of view, there is no way to define where humanity ends and extraterrestrials begin, as there are simply too many factors to consider. We could argue that, given that we are the same species, then what defines one or another person as an Earth human or as an extraterrestrial human Lyrian would be where he or she was born, on or off planet. That is a valid enough argument, but it would cover only the physical aspect of being an extraterrestrial and ends up being a reductionistic point of view that does not consider souls, their memory baggage and experience that formed it elsewhere outside Earth. Anyhow, from the point of view of what is acceptable as fact on Earth and its culture, how on Earth can you prove that you were not born there? Now I must talk about the Galactic Federation and its rules and regulations. No one, while up here, can talk using any technological media above the one found on Earth. At the same time, no one from here is allowed to talk directly down to the surface using any technological media or device. The reason for both of these restrictions is the Prime Directive, as it does not want anyone to introduce new technology into Earth's culture, to leave humans to develop supposedly with no interference. I say supposedly because there is plenty of interference happening, through countless other ways, making that statement a contradiction, but that is another subject. The infamous Prime Directive of the Galactic Federation forbids and prevents anyone from outside the planet from revealing his or her existence with proof of not being an Earth human, or of being in a location that is actually above the 100 km altitude legal limit. This means that no one from off-planet can give any direct or tangible proof of any kind that validates him or her as originating, or having been born outside Earth, as that is seen as invasive and dangerous for the status quo and free development of the culture found on planet Earth. Whenever someone from outside the planet steps down to the surface of Earth, He or she immediately must follow all the rules and regulations that any regular Earth human does. Therefore, they are treated as one more human, even if he or she does not hold any official identity, as that only proves that the person is undocumented and nothing more. If that off-planet person would produce an identification from off-planet, no matter how elaborate it may be, it would be immediately discredited by human authorities as a science fiction novelty and nothing more, and if the ID contains advanced technology, such as holographics or any other thing above the comprehension of human science, then providing the ID card itself would also be a violation of the Prime Directive. All this means that everyone from outside Earth is under very strict rules and restrictions. As the rules state, no matter where you were born, if you are from the human Lyrian species, when you are on the surface of planet Earth, you will be considered and treated as any other citizen of that planet. This means that whenever one of the members of the Tejetan crew goes down to Earth as a step down, he or she can talk and can do anything any other human can, within the law ruling the area where they may be in. That is why DK can talk to you directly, as he did in my past two videos, and everyone else cannot, while we are up here in Earth's orbit. But any one of us can go down to the surface and talk as DK did, but we must be on the surface, and that includes me. The problem with me is that I cannot go down, as it is not safe for me to do so. I can hardly walk inside my own starship without four armed guards escorting me at nearly all times, even though I do find that useless at times, as my four guards did not prevent me from falling down the stairs badly the other day. DK does not go down to Earth alone, he is always with other qualified crew members, such as Nyshera, Cassia, Aelir, and Azrael, among others. The only reason he is talking and not the others is because he wants to talk, and is brave enough to do so, and the others do not want to talk because of their valid reasons. DK's voice is already out there in the wind because a former contact published it with no authorization, a highly unethical act. And other people, also former contacts, surely have recordings of him as well. DK stated that he wants to help, and he does not discard talking about different subjects on my YouTube channel in the near future. Other crew members are quite reluctant to talk, not because they cannot, they can while on the surface, but because our group has suffered so much abuse that everything we say or do may end up being used against us. Furthermore, as they must operate on the surface on supply missions and other, much more important ones, their identity must be protected as much as possible. This is also why DK cannot show his face. He is not being shy, he is being prudent, as that would cause him not to be able to walk the Earth freely, and therefore, our entire group would have lost one of its most important assets. Even more so as so few of us has managed to generate a human identity card and name, good enough for it to be legal and acceptable. DK cannot start talking in Tejetan on camera either, as that would also be considered as direct proof that he is not human, and therefore against the rules and regulations of the Prime Directive. We are already receiving complaints from other Galactic Federation members because of DK talking in two of my videos, so we are walking on thin ice here. The Triad is the local Federation authority here around Earth, but we are not the entire Galactic Federation, as countless other onlooking star races are observing everything we do very closely, as they do not want us to be invasive towards humans and their culture. As I have explained before, the Triad must first convince the rest of the stellar community of what is really going on there on Earth, so we can proceed to help humanity more directly and overtly, but we must raise awareness first, and while that is happening, we must act by the book and respect space law. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.